The theft of smartphones and cell phones account for almost 40% of all robberies in major American cities. Now the industry is joining up with local police and federal regulators to try and reverse that trend. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Americans have heartily embraced smartphones, says Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski.
The growth is incredible. Within the past year, the percentage of Americans with smartphones has doubled, going from about 25% of subscribers to more than 50%.
These phones can cost up to $400, so no surprise they're a target for thieves who then resell them online or through less than reputable businesses. The industry response is to make stolen devices unusable. At the center of this program will be a database of all the smartphones reported stolen in the U.S. Christopher Gutman McCabe is with the wireless industry group CTIA.
Every time someone brings a phone with them to a carrier to try to initiate service, that database will be checked, will be looked at to see if the phone is on that database. If it is, it will be denied service.
Without cell service, the stolen phone loses its value. The industry, police, and the FCC hope that will dry up the market for stolen phones and take away the incentive to steal them in the first place. Five companies have signed on so far: Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Nextech. They represent more than 90% of the current market. Jeff Brady, NPR News.